Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, November 21st, 2019. Today, our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, the government of Antigua and Barbuda's 180-day T-bill auctioned on the ECSE's primary market platform, raising $16.1 million. The competitive uniform price methodology used resulted in a discount rate of 4.87968%. There were no trades on the ECSE on Monday, November 21st, 2019. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.17. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 17 securities, of which 6 advanced, 6 declined, and 5 traded firm. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 1,501,111 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $16,382,344.32. NCB Financial Group Limited was the volume leader with 1,128,167 shares changing hands for a value of $12,227,795.25, followed by Guardian Holdings Limited with a volume of 128,008 shares being traded for $2,368,201. JMMB Group Limited contributed 123,935 shares with a value of $291,860.75, while Grace Kennedy Limited added 91,000 shares valued at $313,040. Massey Holdings Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing 97 cents to end the day at $58. Conversely, JMMB Group Limited registered the day's largest decline, falling 12 cents to close at $2.35. Cleco Investment Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 4,200 shares, valued at $101,850. Cleco Investment Fund advanced by 1 cent to end at $24.25. Calypso Macro Index Fund remained at $15.90. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Development Fund remained at 67 cents. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Value Fund remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second-tier market did not witness any activity. Marvin Holdings Limited, suspended, remained at $12. The SME market did not witness any activity. Cinema One Limited remained at $6.80. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange in Wednesday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSC indices. The JSE index declined by 126.26 points to close at 502,615.76. The JSE All Jamaican Composite Index declined by 188.29 points to close at 551,914.19. The JSE Select Index declined by 13.48 points to close at 13,042.66. The JSE Cross-Listed Index advanced by 2.31 points to close at 100.16. The JSE Financial Index declined by 0.37 points to close at 136.29. The JSE Manufacturing and Distribution Index advanced by 0.87 points to close at 97.70. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 37 stocks, of which 15 advanced, 18 declined, and 4 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 70,895,481 units, valued at over $2,991,514,212.55. Jamaica Brawlers Group Limited was the volume leader with 37,716,100 units, followed by Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares with 16,259,081 units, and NCB Financial Group Limited with 7,493,008 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one declined and four traded firm as 8,803 shares traded on the regular market, with a total value of $19,553.16. Insurance Corporation of Barbados Limited was the volume leader with 5,000 at a high of $3.25, a low of $3.25, before closing at $3.25. They were followed by Epley Caribbean Property Fund Development Fund and Epley Caribbean Property Fund Value Fund, which traded 2,000 and 1,000 shares, respectively. Today's financial tip: what is the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market? The Eastern Caribbean Securities Market comprises the eight member states of the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union, that is, the islands which use the EC dollar. It is the forum through which companies' shares or bonds can be issued to the public in the primary market or traded by investors in the secondary market. Join us tomorrow for another RCI Business Report.